You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
On this Father's Day, we're going to have a brown bag homily, so I'd like to invite all the children who are present to come up and join me and help me, if you would, please. So boys and girls, you'll come and stand on either side of me here in front of the altar. Good. Plenty of room for everybody. Great. Come right on up. Good. Stand back here and face the people so they can see your smiling, joyful faces. Good. Great. Wonderful to have you all here today. This is terrific. Come on up, boys and girls. Great. You got everybody? Can you hold the bag for me? Don't peek, okay? Good. Well, boys and girls, this is Father's Day, a special day that we honor our fathers. I'm so glad that you're all here with your fathers as we pray for them and pray with them and thank God for the gift that they are to us. And so as we begin this morning, I'm going to start out with a little story. And this is a story about a priest who was one day doing some carpenter work. In fact, I think he was probably making a rabbit hutch. And so he had his hammer and saw out, and he was hammering away, and all of a sudden a little boy about your size and age came up and started watching the priest hammer away, driving some nails into the wood, making this rabbit hutch. And after a while, the priest noticed the little boy just standing there silently staring, and he turned around and said to the little boy, "So, are you here to pick up some tips on carpentry?" And the little boy said, "No, Father, I'm here to hear what a priest says when he hits his thumb with a hammer." So, boys and girls, I'm going to ask you in just a minute to tell me why your dad is so special to you. And before I invite you to tell us why your dad is so special to you, what special things he does for you, I want to tell you a little story about my own father, who has been dead for 51 years, but I always remember this story. How many of you boys are in Cub Scouts? Do we have any Cub Scouts here today? Good. Well, I was in Cub Scouts, and I was trying to earn a particular badge, and to get a badge in Cub Scouts, you have to complete some requirements. And one of the requirements was that my dad had to show me how to use his tools. And so the first tool he taught me how to use is what I brought in the bag today. So what tool do you think will be in the bag today? You want to take a guess? Very good. A great guess. Let's open the bag up and see what's in there. There it is. And so my dad told me, he said, when you use a hammer, a lot of times people will hold it like this right in the middle so they can make sure they hit the nail. He said, when you use a hammer, you should hold it at the end so you get full leverage, and you can drive that nail in just three or four strokes. Good advice. But I've always remembered that story as an image, not so much thinking that I learned not so much about how to use a hammer, but rather an important life lesson. That if you're going to do something, do it all the way. Give it all you've got. Don't hold back. So every time I see a hammer, I think of that time that my father taught me how to use a hammer, but he taught me more than how to use a hammer. He taught me an important life lesson that I think we all need to keep in mind. If you're going to do something, give it all you've got. Don't hold back. And so that's something special I remember about my dad. And so I'm going to put the hammer back in the bag to keep everyone safe and ask you, what are some special things your dad does for you? Who would like to go first? Tell us why your dad is special to you. Yes, speak into the microphone.
Because on my birthday, he gave me a four-wheeler.
He gave you a four-wheeler. Wonderful. Do you ride it and drive it safely?
Yes.
Good.
I have a four-wheeler helmet that I wear.
Wonderful. That was my next question. Do you have a helmet? So always wear a helmet when you ride that four-wheeler. And when you ride your bicycles, wear that helmet too. Yes, what is so special about your dad?
Because he tells us jokes.
He tells you jokes. Are they funnier than my jokes?
I don't know.
Do you laugh at any of his jokes?
Yes.
Well, good. Well, maybe you can tell your dad a joke for Father's Day. Huh? That'd be a nice Father's Day gift, huh? We'll move over here. What is so special about your dad to you?
He takes me to church to listen to the best priest ever.
Wow. I'm going to have to get out a dollar, I think, for that answer. My goodness gracious. Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow. You said that just like we rehearsed it. Very good. Thank you. Who else? Like, what's so special about your dad?
Because he loves me.
He loves you. That's right. That's why we thank our dads today for the many ways that they love us, huh? So who else wants to tell me what's special about your dad?
He cooks with me.
He cooks with you. Wonderful. Is your dad a good cook?
Yes.
What's your favorite dish?
Stir fry.
Stir fry. Well, wonderful. Are you going to fix that for your dad for Father's Day?
Maybe.
Well, good. Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. Yes, what's so special about your dad?
He takes you to church every day.
Wonderful. He takes you to church. And fathers, that's one of the best things you can do for your children is take them to church. It reminds them what today's gospel reminded us of, that we always need Jesus in our boat. When life gets stormy, when things get turbulent, if we've got Jesus in our boat, we have no need to fear, nothing to be afraid of. He's going to take care of us. And so, dads, there's nothing more important that you can do for your children than to take them to church and be a good example to them what it means to be a disciple and a person of faith. So thank you for sharing that. Yes, what would you like to tell us about your dad?
He encourages me.
He encourages you. That's very important too, huh? We all need encouragement. Sometimes we get down and we need an encouraging word from our dad. So that's a great thing your dad does for you. So are you going to say something encouraging to your dad today?
Yeah.
Good. Good answer. Dads need to be encouraged too. So say something encouraging to him. Yes, we'll let you tell us something special about your dad.
Nothing.
Nothing. Wow. Does your dad love you?
Yeah.
That is a wonderful gift to have a dad who loves you, huh? And he shows you that every day, doesn't he, huh? Well, good. And you're here today. That's a good sign. So thank you for being here today. Yes, what's so special about your dad?
He plays sports with me.
He does what?
Sports with me.
Play sports with him.
Plays sports. Thanks for translating. Thank you very much. He plays sports. How many of you have a dad who plays sports with you? Wonderful. Dads are very good at playing sports. What's your favorite sport? Do you have a favorite sport? What is it?
Tennis.
Tennis? Wonderful. That's my favorite sport, too. Great. Service and love. That's our racket. Yes. What do you want to tell us so special about your dad?
Everything
is special about your dad. Now, that's great. We have a couple more. Yes, what's so special about your dad?
He teaches me about God.
Teaches you about God. Again, that's a great thing that fathers can do because we call God our father, don't we, huh? So it's very appropriate that our earthly fathers teach us about our heavenly father. And just our heavenly father's love is unconditional. So too, our earthly father's love is unconditional. Even when we're not our best selves, our dads still love us. Yes, what's so special about your dad?
My papa gave me a four-wheeler and a turtle.
And a turtle. Do you give that turtle a ride on the four-wheeler?
No.
Turtles don't like to move that fast, do they? Yes, tell us about your dad.
He always puts in time for me.
He always puts in time for you, huh? That means he's very generous. Dads are very generous with their time in sharing with their children. Thank you for sharing that. What's so special about your dad?
My dad's funny.
Your dad is funny? Does he make you laugh?
Yes.
Good. That's a great thing, huh? To have a funny dad who makes us laugh and smile. A couple more. What's so special about your dad?
He makes food for me.
He makes what for you?
Food.
Food. Do you have a favorite food? Just everything your dad makes for you is good, huh? Wonderful. Tell us about your dad.
He makes good smoothies.
He makes good smoothies, huh? Wonderful. How many of you have a dad who makes good smoothies? That's pretty unusual, huh? Well, good. Good. Well, boys and girls, I know we could go all day telling the great things about our dads. But the main thing to remember today is to thank your dad for all the good things he does for you every day that we sometimes take for granted. Our dads are a special gift from God, and we want to make sure that they know that they are appreciated because sometimes we take all they do for us for granted. And so we're going to give one of the dads a decorated cake at the end of Mass. We'll draw out a name. So if you haven't put your dad's name in the basket yet, make sure you do that. I have to tell you, last night, when we drew out the name at the end of Mass, which we'll do again today, we had a little girl who was here with her dad, and she came forward to draw out the name. I said, close your eyes. Make sure if you draw your dad's name out, we'll know that it was not rigged. And sure enough, she closed her eyes and drew her dad's name right out of the basket. A little miracle. So, boys and girls, we're going to ask God to bless our dads today. So, if the server will get my blessing book for me, we'd like to invite all the fathers to please stand at this time. And boys and girls, if you'll turn towards your dad and extend both your hands towards him, and we ask God's blessing upon your dad today. Loving God, in your wisdom and love, you made all things. We thank you, God, for the gift of our fathers, the gift of our grandfathers and godfathers and fathers-in-law. Bless all these men and send your Holy Spirit upon them, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Heal their pain and disappointments. Forgive all that needs to be forgiven. Give to them the good that they have given to others. Let their example of faith always shine forth. Granted, we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of respect and love. We ask this blessing upon them today through Christ our Lord. Amen. So let's show our appreciation to all our dads today. Well, thank you, boys and girls. You can return to your places now. As we continue our liturgy with our profession of faith, we invite the entire assembly to please stand at this time.